A new measure going before the Anchorage Assembly could clear the way for app-based ride services in the coming year. Anchorage Assembly member Bill Evans wrote the ordinance, which seeks to regulate what are called transportation network companies, or TNCs. Those include the likes of Uber and Lyft, among others. Evans says the city transportation code was written before smartphones and startup companies began disrupting the taxi industry in cities across the world. The ordinance requires TNC drivers to have insurance, makes the companies conduct background checks on all drivers, and includes a once-yearly fee for operating in Anchorage.
So if Uber comes to town, that's what Uber has to pay, $15,000, to operate all their vehicles.
Uber operated in Anchorage from September 2014 until March 2015, when an Anchorage judge ordered the company to either continue offering its rides for free, comply with all taxi rules, or cease operations. A separate fight broke out in the state capital after the state division of insurance ruled Uber and other TNCs could not operate in Alaska until they had secured workers' compensation insurance. The ruling was based on a view of drivers as employees, not contractors, as Uber claims they are. That interpretation could become a moot point. A bill in the state Senate from Anchorage Republican Mia Costello could change that provision in state law. Evans says if the Senate bill passes, it'll pave the way for the local measure.
From what I understand, there are no TNCs in town or in Alaska unless that is addressed. So that's the fundamental change. That's the fix that had to be done.
The local taxi industry has heavily opposed both allowing TNCs in Anchorage and creating more taxi permits. During public testimony, dozens of drivers told the assembly they're barely able to make a living in the current situation. They say it will only worsen with more taxis on the road.